What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Monday, July 2nd, 2018. Getting into July here, just 2 days away from Independence Day. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. And I want to start out today with kind of a little sort of personal anecdotal situation, because as you know, Claire and I took a slightly extended weekend just to try and unwind. And the first thing that was obvious is was nowhere near enough. I need like a whole week off at this point. But Friday, we cinched up Claire and her back brace, and we went on out to the windward side, which is where we lived when we first moved here all those years ago. And it was rather shocking seeing how much it had deteriorated and how bad the roads were. We had said we're going to go to the windward side because the roads over there are good. Well, not anymore. There were some major potholes, which, of course, makes it very uncomfortable for Claire to ride. And then on Saturday, we went up the leeward side, which was even worse. There was this one bridge. We literally had to slow down to like 5 miles an hour to get across it. So it really is all crumbling away in front of us. And I understand one of the reasons why they don't have the money to pay for the roads is this light rail project, which is billions of dollars over budget, years behind schedule. There's a big fist fight going on over an audit to see where the money went. And HART, which is the administrative body governing the construction of this project, which is being pushed by the Agenda 30 people, they don't want to have an audit, which tells me something has gone wrong. And they've poured so much money into this. There are people in this island who are saying it's never going to work. They're never going to get it up and running. And even if they do, it'll never pencil out. It's going to have to be subsidized. And it only serves the southern shore of Oahu from sort of kind of in Honolulu. It was supposed to originally go all the way to a station at the Ala Moana Shopping Center, which is the biggest shopping center on the island. Now they're going to stop it at Baker Street and have a fleet of buses to take people to and from the shopping center. And the other end of it is out in Kapolei, which is this kind of Stepfordish development, but it's in good shape. And the idea being that Kapolei was built up years ago to try and draw some of the overcrowding away from Honolulu. And because of the H1 freeway, that really hasn't worked on out. Now, there are people living out there, some very nice residential areas, some nice shopping malls. It was actually the first time we drove around Kapolei and really got a chance to look at it. It's a very nice place, but it's underutilized. And I think that's a big part of what the light rail is supposed to do, is make it easier to get back and forth from Kapolei to Honolulu. And, of course, it stops at all the big tourist venues and shopping malls all the way along the south coast. But it's not going to serve the northern part of the island at all, and yet the northern part of the island is kind of paying for it with all this money that is not being used to take care of the roads and everything. Now, the one good side about being up on the windward side, there's a place up there called Kualoa Ranch. If you come to Oahu, you might want to make a point of visiting this place. Claire and I have known about this place for many, many years. In fact, years ago, we did some radio commercials for them. And they have been growing, and it's really become a very nice place. And you'll probably recognize it if you come take the movie tour, because a lot of the Jurassic Park movies were filmed there. There's a horse ranch. You can go horse riding. And we went up there specifically because our friend who's in the Honolulu Police Department said they had an organic local beef market. And so that made Claire very happy, and we went up there, and we got some stuff to put in the freezer. So that was our weekend, and yesterday we just kind of collapsed, but it wasn't enough. I really do need an entire week off. Anyway, getting on into the news here, Judicial Watch has uncovered additional hidden Peter Strzok emails in the latest production of the Clinton-Lynch tarmac meeting docs. And this latest email is suggesting that the decision not to fully investigate and not to prosecute Hillary Clinton was made all the way back in April 2016 before they'd really got into the investigation. They just got together and said, no, she's untouchable. We can't touch her. She'll bring the entire government down with her. And again, getting a huge stall, the FBI had originally informed Judicial Watch they couldn't locate any records related to the tarmac meeting. However, following a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, the Justice Department said, these documents over here. Of course. Yeah. I mean, now that the judge has ordered it, you can have them. And so Judicial Watch is just doing yeoman's work, and they're doing a lot of good stuff over there. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. I'm going to get myself a swig of water. It's very dry here today, especially with the fog. So in an unrelated case, Judicial Watch has won another court victory. District Court Judge Reggie B. Walton has now ordered the Justice Department to begin producing records about Department of Justice communications involved with Fusion GPS, which was the organization that sort of data laundered the Christopher Steele dodgy dossier. And Judge Walton basically got very harsh on the Department of Justice. He rejected a DOJ request to begin producing documents 6 months from now. And he said, no, you do it now. If you're claiming you don't have enough of a staff to do this, then you hire more staff. And he repeatedly criticized the Justice Department during a hearing back on June 14th. So I think a lot of people, even within the government, they've really had enough of this song and dance and the stonewalling. And there's a bit of a faction fight, if you will, that is looming between the Department of Justice and the FBI and pretty much the rest of the government. And at some point, I expect we're going to see, hopefully, the administration and quite probably the Congress slap the Department of Justice and the FBI down real hard and say, hey, you work for the American people, and you don't have a right to keep this stuff from us. So there's still a bit of a fight going on there. And ranking Republican senators are now calling on the Department of Justice to appoint a second special counsel to investigate abuses by the FBI and Justice Department employees connected to their role in the investigation into President Trump. Well, I wouldn't trust anybody appointed by the Department of Justice. I think Congress ought to appoint its own special counsel. I don't know where the legal framework for that would be, but I'd get Larry Klayman up there. I would definitely get Larry Klayman up there. Something has to be done. And we can't go on with this idea of the Department of Justice investigating itself or the FBI investigating itself. We're going to get absolutely nowhere. So this is coming from Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley. Senator Lindsey Graham finally did something good. Senator John Comyn and Senator Tom Tillis. And they're joining with other congressional members to say it's time for a second special counsel to work alongside the Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz, who has been conducting, as you know, an investigation into the matter for more of a year. Now, Horowitz has released a few interesting things, but we know that his report was incomplete. The entire second appendix was removed from it, and he was under pressure to soften it down, and he did. It's a classic limited hangout. Yes, we committed these small infractions, but we're going to keep the really nasty stuff hidden from you, the American people, but the investigation is over. We've done our job. Democracy has prevailed, blah, 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 and they move on from there. Now, a little bit of disturbing news here. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen is hinting that he may turn on his former client to earn favor in the court of public opinion and with Robert Mueller, who's leading the ongoing investigation into ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. At least that seems to be the appearance from an interview that Cohen did on ABC. where Cohen said, in response to George Stephanopoulos asking if he'd be loyal to Trump, Cohen said, "My wife, my daughter, and my son have my first loyalty and always will. I put family and country first." So he's implying it. He's not actually saying it. The question is, what can he say without violating attorney-client privilege? Because he could say something about Trump that Mueller would like, and in the process, he could destroy his own career. Because if you have a lawyer who violates attorney-client privilege, nobody's going to hire him ever again. That's going to be it. Now, as you know, Donald Trump is getting ready to pick a new Supreme Court justice, and Justice Kennedy steps down end of this month. He's retiring from the bench. He's still going to be involved in the court in an undefined senior capacity. Still wants to go to the building, but he wants off the bench. And apparently Trump's administration has started with a list of 25 potential picks. Now, apparently, they're down to just two. And over in the Senate, I mean, they're obviously very concerned that Trump is going to pick, first of all, somebody very young who will be on the Supreme Court for decades, and somebody who's going to be even more conservative than Kennedy, who every once in a while would switch over to the liberal side. And apparently the big issue is Roe versus Wade. And the Democrats, of course, like to campaign on that, you know, the women's right to choose. And so there may be a fight brewing in the Senate, where Senator Collins has already stepped up and pledged to oppose any nominee who does not promise to uphold Roe versus Wade. So there may be a little bit of a fistfight over there in the Senate. All right, now, let's get into the war zones. A lot of stuff going on. Apparently, militants in over 15 different settlements have just surrendered to the Syrian army. And it is a stunning victory in the battle against Hayat Tahrir al-Sham and their allies in southern Syria. And over the last few days, government forces have liberated these 15 settlements in the eastern and western countryside of Daraa. And basically, the militants agreed to surrender. No more fighting. Here's our guns. We surrender. And it's looking more and more like Daraa is on the verge of being liberated. At least 10 of the villages have already signed the reconciliation agreement, and the militants are preparing to surrender. Now, because the Syrian army is down in the south of their own country, Israel is getting very nervous, and they have started arming and fortifying the Golan. And they're out there sending a message to Assad not to enter the demilitarized zone. And apparently there was an agreement back in 1974 after Israel grabbed the Golan, saying there is a demilitarized zone that neither side can go into. And Israel's army has sent tanks and artillery, heavy artillery, to the Syrian border yesterday morning. And this amid a renewed offensive by Assad's forces and the Russian military against the remaining rebel holdouts in Syria's southwest. Now, I hope that Assad isn't going to retake the Golan, even though that's his territory, because that would give Israel an excuse to go back into Syria in an offensive way. Which in turn would give the United States an excuse to escalate the war in Syria, get it going again. I don't think the U.S. government really is ready to give up on Syria. Now, the U.S. ambassador to Estonia has resigned over Trump's comments ahead of the upcoming NATO summit, and basically said, James D. Melville Jr. said he's resigning because of the comments that Trump made, basically blasting NATO. And Trump had made a comment that the EU was set up to take advantage of the United States to attack our piggy bank. Well, Trump is correct in that the United States pays most of the costs of NATO, and Trump campaigned on making the members of NATO pay their fair share. So the ambassador may have just getting tired of his job. But Trump has a valid point. Why are we policing the world? Why are we paying for it all? Anyway, we're going to take a phone call now. We've got Joe in Tennessee. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I really hope Trump picks Amy Barrett as the Supreme Court Justice, and I'll tell you why. I don't know too much about her career. I know she's on the Court of Appeals, and that Feinstein attacked her because of her Catholic faith when they had a Senate hearing on her appointment to the Court of Appeals. There is nothing that Trump could be better for Trump than to have a bunch of left senators attack a Catholic woman with seven kids, by the way, being appointed as the Supreme Court. I mean, he won the election because of Catholic votes in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. I mean, and at the same time, we'll have Feinstein attacking a Catholic nominee. Meanwhile, we have four Jewish Supreme Court justices, and nobody would say a peep about that. And not that I'm against that. I'm just saying if you know, turnaround's fair play. If Feinstein wants to get ugly and dirty and bring up somebody's religious affiliation, why does it not apply to the Jewish justices also? I mean, that's pretty disproportionate to have four Jewish justices on the Supreme Court, don't you think?
I would absolutely agree, but I'll tell you one other aspect of the situation. If Trump appoints a female Supreme Court judge who's anti-abortion, that's going to pull the rug out of the pro-abortion movement that always screams that anybody opposed to abortion is anti-woman.
Well, that's the whole beauty of this appointment is how it's going to really highlight everybody's hypocrisy, and that's really the main reason why I'm all for it, besides the fact that she's young and she went to Notre Dame, so we're getting out of that Harvard, Princeton, Yale club, and any time you do that to me is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Seven kids, that's got to ground her in life, you know, that's got to make her understand, like, reality, not just some having your head in the clouds, you know, educated person. You know, having kids really grounds people. And I think that'd be wonderful for the country. It's a little bit different. Seven kids, my God. She's doing her job. But anyway, thanks.
Got her own soccer team.
Yeah, I guess so. But anyway, that's all I got for you today. So thanks.
All right, thank you for the phone call, Joe, and we're going to let you go. It's going to be an interesting thing to watch as this comes on up. And, you know, Trump is going to move very quickly on this. I don't think he's going to want to take the chance that the Democrats, by hook or crook, will take control of Congress. So we should see something happen. In fact, I think he said he's going to announce his pick for the Supreme Court on the 9th. So he really is moving fast on this. Okay. Now, getting on over to North Korea, over the weekend, we were seeing all these stories about how North Korea is still working on building up the nuclear facilities. They're working on this. They're working on that. And it turns out that these stories may be a little bit less than accurate because there is a campaign underway to sabotage the potential of peace with North Korea. And members of Congress and officials at the CIA are trying to throw a monkey wrench into these negotiations. So apparently these stories are coming from members of Congress and the CIA. They're leaking to the corporate media about an intelligence assessment on North Korea's nuclear facilities. And the result is a sensationalized piece that includes actually no new facts. But they're out there. Oh, it's coming. It's coming. North Korea is going to nuke us. Anyway, we're going to take a break here for commercials, and we'll be back with more news after these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about what's going on regarding North Korea and how we're beginning to see signs of an organized campaign to try and derail the summit between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. There's sensationalized stories based on old information being fed to the corporate media. And over at NBC, one of the authors is Ken Delanian, who's well known for his tight cooperation with the Central Intelligence Agency. Longtime observers of the corporate media understand that the corporate media has been co-opted by the CIA by Operation Mockingbird, which dates all the way back to the end of World War II, when they studied exactly how the Nazis were manipulating their corporate media and said, hey, we got to do that here. So we have this other story that came on out from Zero Hedge. CIA teams up with defense industry to undermine Korea negotiations. Because the last thing in the world the defense industry wants is peace. There's no money. There's no sales. Defense corporations try and start wars. It's called creating demand for our product. And apparently factions within the CIA attempted for the second time in just over a month to undermine Donald Trump's peace overtures toward North Korea by leaking information calculated to decrease confidence in Kim Jong-un's willingness to earnestly negotiate. And again, they were using NBC to do this. So a lot of the stuff that we saw coming on out about North Korea still building that, North Korea still upgrading their nuclear facilities, is propaganda. It's propaganda. Now, North Korea is appealing to China for economic assistance, and it has reopened a radio channel with the South. And this is a maritime communications channel. They reopened it about a week ago. So now vessels of the two countries can communicate with each other and make sure they're not going to, like, run into each other. And this is a major gesture. I think Kim Jong-un is seriously thinking that his best path forward is reunification with the South. So they're normalizing maritime communications. That's a very good sign. They're allowing people in the North to visit family members in the South from whom they've been separated since the start of the Korean War. These are all very, very good things. Now, John Bolton is out there saying that he believes the bulk of North Korea's weapons programs could be dismantled within a year. And North Korea and the U.S. have resumed the working level talks. Now, there's a little hitch in there because John Bolton, when he was on CBS's Face the Nation, he keeps throwing the ballistic missile programs in, which was not the issue going into the talks. It was the nuclear weapons. But Bolton wants to push for the ballistic missiles. And I think North Korea may balk at that, because without long-range ballistic missiles with conventional warheads, North Korea doesn't have a deterrent to being attacked by, well, just for example, the United States of America. Getting on down to Israel, the bloodshed along the Gaza border is continuing. And apparently there was a young boy, Yasser Abu al-Najah, and he and a few friends took cover from the Israeli snipers behind a waste container well away from the front lines of the protest in the Gaza Strip. And he made the mistake of peeking his head out from behind the bin, and one of those expanding bullets hit him right in the head. He was 11 years old. And his killing on Friday made him the 16th Palestinian child to be shot dead by Israeli forces since the launch on March 30th of the Great March of Return protest, calling for the rights of refugee and their descendants to return to the homes and farms they were violently expelled from in 1948. 11-year-old kid. And an IDF sniper shot him from a protected location from hundreds of yards away with one of those expanding butterfly bullets. And Israel wants you to think they're the ones under threat. They're afraid of a couple of kites and balloons. Therefore, one of the world's mightiest militaries, including nuclear weapons, has a right to go on in and just start gunning down little kids. They don't really. You know it. I know it. They're behaving as beasts. Let's just call it what it is. These are war crimes. All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about what's going on down in Israel and Palestine. And over in the West Bank, one of the illegal settlers set up an outpost on private Palestinian agricultural land. Now, the settlers took control of approximately 20 dunams of land, and I don't know the conversion to acres, but it's a big chunk of land, in the town of Bani Na'im near Hebron. He's been there a couple of weeks with a tent and a herd of sheep, and Palestinians are protesting his being there because, A, he's an illegal settler, B, it's not his land. But they can't do anything about it because the settler is being protected by an Israeli military force. So they're just taking whatever they want. That's what Israel's idea of Middle East peace is. I want peace over there and a peace over there. We're going to have a piece of that one over there. Now, in the village of Khan al-Ahmar, Israel occupation forces are basically getting ready to expel the population of the village and then tear it all down. According to Israeli human rights group B'Tselem, said that Israeli occupation personnel basically walked through the town among the residents' homes in what appeared to be preparations for a planned demolition. Of course, it set off the children crying and everything. The town is notable for having what's called an ecological school that was built entirely out of tires, and that also is slated for demolition. And for some reason, they also counted the flocks of sheep. All right, let's take another phone call here. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I keep going back to Trump. The CIA and the military-industrial complex is undermining North Korea. Well, he put in the new CIA director. This is mind-boggling to me, this whole thing.
It's like everybody in Washington, D.C., they're all so corrupt, he can't find somebody who's going to do the job he wants to get done. He needs to start bringing in some outsiders, people from outside the Beltway.
Yeah, like way outside the Beltway, because, I mean, it just boggles my mind. Everybody, he put in John Bolton. The guy's undermining it. Like, why the hell would you keep this guy there if he's undermining you? So something else is going on here.
Apparently, that was a favor to Sheldon Adelson, who was one of Trump's largest backers in the election. I mean, when you go into that Oval Office, that has to be the most uncomfortable chair in the world, because every time you sit in it, you are reminded of all the favors that you owe all the people who put you in that chair.
Yeah, but that also includes the Make America Great Again crowd.
Well, unfortunately, we seem to be at the bottom of the ladder of getting things done for. What really alarms me is Trump has to know that the independent media and the internet were a major factor in his victory, and yet he seems to have turned his back on us completely in light of all these recent laws that are being passed to try and shut us all down and, attacks on our revenue streams and everything. So, another way that I'm disappointed in him.
Well, yeah, because Sheldon Adelson's been probably with him for a while. It just didn't come out of the thin blue, it didn't just appear in front of him, So that means he duped us from the beginning, because Sheldon Adelson had to be there from the beginning, right?
Oh, yeah, no question. Sheldon Adelson was there at the beginning, and I know that one of the ways in which Trump owes a lot of big favors are the people who helped him through the bankruptcies that he went through early in his business career, because he did crater a couple of times, and some other billionaires stepped on in and said, we're going to give you a hand up and get you started again. And then when he became president, they all pick up the phone and say, do you remember back when I helped you save your casino or your hotel or whatever? And Trump will say, yes. And the backers will say, well, I need a little favor.
Call Icon, Resorts International, all that other stuff. Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, Mike, did you hear anything about, the White House denied this about Trump maybe pulling the military out of Germany? Did you hear about anything on that?
I've been hearing that Trump is saying he wants to start pulling some of our military out of some places where they're not really doing anything other than sitting around polishing their bullets. How far he'll get with that over the objections of NATO and the Pentagon remains to be seen. But we're dealing with an unpleasant reality here in that we don't have enough people to fight all these wars that are being fought. I mean, if Bernie Sanders is to be believed, the U.S. is militarily engaged in 76 countries around the world, most of which we don't even know about. And at some point, they're going to have to start some very careful planning on relocating some of these military forces from areas where they're not actually needed at the moment to places where they're doing whatever it is they're doing in these other countries.
Yeah, I wonder how many countries Rome was in the British Empire, if anybody knows that, at that particular time.
That was a big reason that Rome came down. I mean, they were having to garrison their entire empire. When they lost the three legions up in Germany, they literally did not have enough troops to police their empire. And the outer provinces started breaking away.
And Mike, real quick, I just switch gears on CNBC. I don't agree with them like 99% of the time, but did you see the new article that says, corporations buying their own stock back is the only thing keeping the stock market up. And that tells you, you know, you've been saying it all along. It's like a big Ponzi scheme. I mean, they're telling you it.
Yeah.
Basically, you know.
Yeah, I mean, corporations are buying their stock back because if their stock is out and there's a crash, there'll be a panic. But we've known about corporations using all this X money they've been getting from the Federal Reserve to buy their stock back and basically pull back. A lot of them are talking about, taking the companies private.
But then nobody's building no infrastructure. Like, they're not building any new factories. There's no infrastructure work going on in this country. And then I hear about, that company Indian, they make the bike motorcycles like Harley Davidson. They're moving to Poland or something. I mean, this country's a shell of what it formerly was. And Mike, it's not coming back. It's plain as day. It's never going to be like it was.
We're in serious trouble here. Now, supposedly, last word I heard is that Ford is going to open a new auto plant up in Detroit. At least that's what they've announced so far. And it is response to Trump's tariffs on foreign-made cars. Because it turns out that American companies who are doing their manufacturing overseas and then they bring the products back, they're still hit with the tariffs. And so Ford is taking a gamble, and they're going to try and get a new car factory up there in Detroit, which is a good thing. It's a good thing.
And Mike, real quick, if I have any time left, I want to mention, remember Volkswagen with the EPA thing, with the diesel engines weren't what they said they were for the mileage and all that? Did you know a couple
yes.
days before that, or a couple weeks before that, they opened like a new plant in Russia to build like engines?
I'd heard about that. Now, the good news there is the laws in Germany are different than here in the United States of America. And some of those executives who were involved in that decision to hack the software on the car to cheat the EPA test are going to go to jail.
I'm just saying that, Mike, because we're always saying how there's people like, the world's ripping us off or it's not fair. This is the kind of dirty tricks your own government does. It's economic warfare.
Yes.
It's a plain as, it's just sad, I mean, free trade, fair trade, what a bunch of bunk. You can say it and you don't mean it, because like it's all about money. It doesn't matter if it's from us or somebody else. It's just about trying to get ahead of the next business or guy. How sad though, like this kind of, with the sanctions, just economic warfare. So you keep the other guy down while we keep ahead. But things are changing. Things are changing, and it's going to be for the worse for us, unfortunately. All right, thanks, Mike.
Unfortunately, I fear that you are correct. And very often, that's what the so-called trade negotiations are all about, is negotiating for other countries to be in a disadvantageous position relative to the U.S. economy. And yeah, much of the U.S. prosperity going through the 60s and 70s really was a case of actively seeking to undermine the economies of other countries. And of course, back in the 60s and 70s, especially the 70s and 80s, we had the advantage of the tech boom. And then very foolishly let all that technology go be manufactured in other countries. Are you there, Dustin? Okay, we seem to have lost Dustin. All right, so, he hung up. Well, how dare he? The crust, the nerve. Okay, getting on back to Israel, Netanyahu has ordered the approval of the second and third reading of the Jewish State Bill before the end of the Knesset's summer session. Now, the bill was approved at its first reading, 64 in favor, 50 against. And basically, it is a bill that will make it national law in Israel that they are a state for the Jewish people. In other words, they're codifying into law an apartheid state. And I can understand why so many people voted against it. There's going to be a lot of condemnation around the world. Getting on back to the violence down on the Gaza border, there have been 128 violations committed against Palestinian journalists in the occupied West Bank and Gaza just in June, just in last month. And the Committee to Support Palestinian Journalists revealed yesterday it has documented 54 violations committed by Israeli occupation forces and 74 by Palestinian security services against Palestinian journalists in June. And you have to start wondering, whose side is the Palestinian Authority on? Because they seem to be trying to keep the Palestinians down rather than help them improve their lives. But according to this report, Israeli forces attacked 17 journalists in the Gaza Strip and the occupied West Bank, including directly assaulting media crews as they covered the Great March of Return. And journalists were left with a variety of injuries as a result. The report documented 9 cases of arrests and detentions, including the detention of a foreign journalist in Jerusalem, 4 cases of raiding journalists' homes, and 3 cases where journalists' personal property, including phones and cameras, were confiscated. So Israel's not big on freedom of the press, either in Israel or, for that matter, even here in the United States. Australia has now announced they're ending direct aid to the Palestinian Authority. And Australia explains it away by saying this allows the PA to pay Palestinians convicted of politically motivated violence. Now, there's no proof that that's going on. In fact, as I mentioned in the last story, lately the PA seems to be more on the side of Israel than on the Palestinians. They're putting down protests. They're putting down demonstrations. They're attacking journalists. But Australia just decided we're going to cut off the money. And this, of course, comes on top of Donald Trump cutting funding to the Palestinian Authority. And the United Nations is basically saying this is a crisis. The United Nations Palestinian Refugee Agency could run out of money for programs within weeks. And they're saying this will be a humanitarian catastrophe and make life impossible for many Palestinians. So this is something I definitely do not agree with Donald Trump about doing. Europcar has divested from the Israel occupation. They're this European car rental giant, and it shut down its Israeli franchisees' branches in the occupied Palestinian territory. This is coming from the American Friends Service Committee. And apparently, after becoming a franchisee of Europcar, Israeli company Albar terminated its businesses in the occupied West Bank, and AFSC announced Europcar thus joins other multinationals that have ended operations in illegal Israeli settlements. So more and more people are getting on with BDS. Over in India, their defense council has approved the purchase of the S-400 air defense missile system from Russia, despite arm twisting from Washington, D.C. The U.S. government wanted India to buy THAAD. This is our THAAD. This is a really good system. But as we have been seeing demonstrated over Syria, the S-400 appears to be superior to that here. Now, down in Mexico, as you know, they had their elections. What a bloody campaign that was this year. 134 people killed, including a number of candidates. But apparently, there was a landslide victory, too big to steal the election. And Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador basically swept the elections. And they're saying they're still counting, but they're saying, yeah, he's going to win this one. Now, a lot of people are saying this is going to be Donald Trump's nightmare. And it is, because this gentleman campaigned. This is the guy who was campaigning that migration to the United States is a natural human right. So there may be a bit of a kerfuffle between Trump and Obrador regarding that issue, because Mexico is in serious trouble. One of the reasons Obrador won is the Mexican people are very angry over corruption, violence, the out-of-control drug trade, which has led to more violence. And Obrador is out there saying, well, we can't fix the problems. We're just going to open up the gates and let you go to the United States of America. So we're going to have – there's going to be an issue at that border. There will be an issue at that border. Now, as you know, we're coming up on this summit between Putin and Trump, and a lot of people are not happy about that at all. More after these words from our sponsors.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. So we're talking about the upcoming summit between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. And there are a lot of people who are not happy about it. Certainly the defense industry was just drooling over the revival of the Cold War. where they get to make these insanely expensive weapon systems, which they sort of kind of hope never actually get used, but they look good during the testing. And there's a lot of money there. And the globalists are in a panic because a deal between Trump and Putin could basically derail the push for a global government. If Trump agrees that we're going to go back to a bipolar world where there's the United States and its allies and Russia and their allies, it's going to make it that much harder to try and bring both the U.S. and Russia into an eventual one world government. So, again, Trump, in many ways, is like John F. Kennedy. He's surrounded by enemies who do not like his policies. Now, speaking of the defense industries producing junk, you would think after all these years that the oxygen system in a fighter airplane is an established, mature, stable technology. And then all of a sudden we had the F-22, which for some reason is asphyxiating its pilots if they go too high. And now it turns out the same problem or a similar problem has hit the T-6 training aircraft. And right now an entire Air Force T-6 training squadron in Texas has had to pause operations because multiple pilots reported physiological episodes, which is a fancy way of saying, I think I'm blacking out. With the aircraft's, they call it OBOGS system, which is the onboard oxygen generating system. Okay. A little bit of entertainment news. Normally I don't do it on this program, but this was too good to let go. Harvey Weinstein, Weinstein, has been charged with yet another assault on a third woman. This is strike three. And right now he could be looking, if he's given the maximum sentences, he's going away for like 30 years. So this is over in Manhattan. They filed criminal charges against him. And I know it's a complex issue, and I got to see a lot of it when I was working in the entertainment industry. But it's nothing new for rich, powerful producers to exploit their position, and plenty of young women who are willing to go along hoping they're going to get a starring role. Even Marilyn Monroe had to do the nasty early in her career. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with hour two after these few words.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.